listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Maternal RX Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle Plummer, pharmacist and certified doula. And I am so excited about my guest today, Dr. Katie Wood. She's a mother, pharmacist, and integrative fertility coach. She helps women over 30 to nourish their minds, body, and spirit for optimal fertility health so they can consciously and confidently conceive with ease. Katie comes from a decade of experience as a retail pharmacist and alternative modalities. She's passionate about educating and empowering women on their fertility and pregnancy transition into motherhood, using her calm, gentle guidance, and taking a holistic approach, focusing on nutrition, lifestyle, and mind-body connection. Katie, thank you so much for being here today. Tell me, what got you into this space?
Hi, Danielle. So happy to be here. And honestly, kind of long story short, it's really just my own journey to motherhood that really, really highlighted a lot of gaps in healthcare. My husband and I, it took us 10 months to conceive. And as maybe you know, and some of the listeners know, infertility is like defined as over a year of not being able to conceive. So it was actually a very frustrating journey. I was asking for guidance and support from my OB, and I was really met empty-handed. It was just, oh, you're healthy, keep trying. But they never actually did any, digging. I didn't even have any lab work taken. And they're just, telling me, looking at me from the outside, like, oh, you're healthy. And then, of course, I did end up getting pregnant. I did a lot of research on how to have a healthy pregnancy. And I was also, again, surprised at the lack of guidance that I received when I was pregnant. You know, there was like no nutritional guidance. And luckily for me, I'm a pharmacist. You know, I love to learn, and I was reading books and I learned so much. But for the average woman who might not know where to go for information, you know, there's a lot of knowledge and education that's lost there. So I would definitely say it was totally my own journey, fertility, pregnancy, birth, postpartum, where I witnessed myself just the gaps that are present. Obviously doctors can only do so much. They're humans too, but I do feel that we can do better. We can do better in the women's and the maternal health space. So yeah, I mean, I just took my own educational background, my own experience, my own research, and now I'm supporting women to starting their own healthy families, really.
You gave so much amazing information there. There's so many questions I want to ask about that journey. You have a podcast as well. Yes. I listened to your some of them early on, and it was amazing when your experience is so common to what many women, other women are experiencing. And one of the things you said was, I was on oral birth control for many years. I asked my doctor, how long will it take to conceive? You know, a guesstimate, approximately. There's no right or same or, wrong answer, same for everybody. And the response was, oh, you can start trying the month you stop your pill. And it put into your mind, it would be easy then to become pregnant. And you know, it's not that easy. And there's so many factors that go into it. You mentioned not having any lab work done. Looking back, what lab work should have been done at that time?
You know, I would say they could have, in the least, tested my, like, a full thyroid panel, vitamin D levels, even my progesterone levels, like, around 7 days after ovulation, just to see, like, were my progesterone levels low? I was still working retail when we were trying to get pregnant. So when you're under a lot of stress, cortisol is going to steal from the production of progesterone. So there's a ton of different things, even gut health, like checking your gut health. looking at my FSH, my LH, just reproductive hormones, so many things. But if I just had to pick a few, it would be my thyroid, vitamin D, and then just seeing like, what are my progesterone levels? Am I having an optimal ovulation to begin with?
And you don't have to just pick a few. This should be all, right? An initial, I want to try to conceive. Mm-hmm. What should I know about my body? Is my body in the right place? And mentally, when it doesn't go as planned, even 1 month, you get very excited. You hear from your doctor, oh, you can get pregnant the month you stop using your oral birth control, which may happen to some women, but it's not the norm. So you should have a plan in place to help ease the mind. Working as a retail pharmacist, you mentioned those cortisol levels. There are so many ways that cortisol can inhibit other processes in the body. Mm-hmm. Mental health comes into a big piece of that puzzle as well. So here we go. We have labs. You said nobody talked about nutrition to you. This is a key factor, right? Mm-hmm. I've learned since then, high protein, and I'm not talking keto or paleo or any of these extremes, but we have a diet in the United States where it's difficult to find healthy sources of protein and incorporate that into every meal. We grew up in a time, many of us, maybe not younger now, it's changing, but where we were told by commercials and the media, a healthy breakfast. I grew up with orange juice and sugar cereals or frozen waffles or pancakes, and maybe we'll put an egg in there. But wow, what that does to the gut health, to our mental health and all these other body processes. I'm glad that's changing now. And we're looking for healthier sources, how to start your day. If you even need to eat breakfast is a hot topic as well, right? Intermittent fasting to get healthy. If you're initially overweight, for women who are out there that are overweight and trying to become pregnant, how do you handle physical activity when you're trying to become pregnant? You offer services to combine all these factors. So you have your, what lab tests should be done? What nutrition should you be following? As a retail pharmacist going through this, you now also have knowledge, not now retail, but at the time, and we're speaking to other retail pharmacists. When you see women and their families coming to the counter trying to conceive, understand it's an extremely emotional process, and offer these advice and say, hey, have you gotten these labs checked? What's your diet like, your gut health? And then you can point to products in the pharmacy or maybe specialists in the area to go, hey, we know these doctors or we know these products might be a benefit to you. Why don't you discuss this with your provider? And minimize that length of time. Yours was 10 months. Is there an average length of time from the time a woman would stop using oral birth control to become pregnant, or is it just completely different for everyone?
So some people can get pregnant right away. But I would say, just as like an average rule of thumb, you want to give your body minimum three months, if not 6 months off of birth control. And something to kind of think about is, however your cycles were before you started birth control, that is likely how they're going to come back. So let's just say, for example, you had irregular cycles, and that's why your doctor put you on birth control, to give you quote unquote regular cycles. Chances are when you stop the birth control, you're going to have irregular cycles again. Or even if you have PCOS and they put you on birth control, I'm so sorry to tell you this, but the birth control is not doing anything to help your PCOS. So if you're having anovulatory cycles, that's probably going to be the case. So giving your body that 3 to 6 months, you know, to kind of see how are things coming back, how are things looking, because essentially you are turning off all of those hormones, right? We are completely, I mean, there's different birth controls, of course, but for the average birth control, we are inhibiting ovulation from occurring. So if you think about it, like, of course, we should be giving our bodies space and time to be able to kind of like, okay, like wake back up in a sense, because they've been put to sleep by the artificial hormones. So yeah, I would say a minimum 3, if not 6 months.
It's interesting you bring that up with the artificial hormones, because I remember learning in pharmacy school with other disease states, with other hormones, say melatonin or testosterone, when you start taking those, then your body stops producing those. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever remember learning about that with oral birth controls. You said something on that in your own podcast where when we take these oral birth controls and we're regulating our hormones, when we do have our monthly cycle, it's not a real cycle. What mm-hmm. is happening there?
Yeah. So essentially what's happening is it's either a placebo pill, or sometimes they put iron in it or some things like that, but you're taking that estrogen away. So then you're having that withdrawal bleed. That's what's happening. Now, if you're not on any sort of birth control, the only thing that actually is even causing a menstrual bleed or like the true definition of a period is ovulation. You have to ovulate to have a true period. So even with women who are having anovulatory cycles, let's say they're still bleeding eventually, it's really just a withdrawal bleed because their estrogen levels are lowering.
That's powerful and so important, and information that doesn't get into the hands of the majority of women that are trying to become pregnant and stopping oral birth control, right?
And not even pharmacists, right?
And not even pharmacists. And I was just saying that, like, right? We learned this about these other hormones. We didn't learn this. We learned about the different types of estrogens and different types of progesterone. Mm-hmm. And not what's happening. It doesn't mean that we have this ovulation happening halfway through and our body is releasing that because we're not pregnant. Powerful mm-hmm. information. Amazing clinical pearl. So now you're able to get off your oral birth control. It took 10 months in your case. What changes did you experience that you could help other moms in that 10-month journey to know maybe I should have tried this, or any clinical pearls for pharmacists mm-hmm. that you'd like to share?
Ooh, that's a huge question.
Let's break it down.
No, let me think about it for a minute. So I think first off, is having a really high quality prenatal. And one thing that I really struggled with as a retail pharmacist, and I think if there's any retail pharmacists listening, you'll just have to go with what feels comfortable to you. But at the end of the day, the over-the-counter prenatals that were in my pharmacy, I did not take any of them when I was trying to get pregnant or when I was pregnant. So how can I rightfully recommend them to women? So the sad part is a lot of high quality prenatals, you have to get them offline, right? But that's kind of hard when you have someone standing in front of you and they want to go home with a prenatal. And not to mention, your corporate office might not be too happy if you are recommending someone, you know, get a prenatal that, you know, is not going to be directly profiting that company. You know what I mean? So that was a struggle I experienced as a retail pharmacist. Is like, this is kind of like a very gray area. Like, I wouldn't even personally take any of these prenatals that are on the shelf. But like, how do I go about recommending something else to someone? Finding a really high quality prenatal. And there's, you know, you have to be a little careful ordering them off of Amazon. But you and I were just talking about full script. Some providers, if you have an NPI, you can set up your own full script account. They have high quality prenatals. I don't know if you want me to give like certain brands that I recommend, but either way, it's just having a really, really comprehensive prenatal.
Absolutely. And I would add to that point too, it's free to get an NPI number for any pharmacist. Mm-hmm. So if that's something you're interested in, go ahead and do it. Don't wait. Your time is now. Now, if you are loyal or allegiant to a retail pharmacy, yes, you're going to want clearance with them, or maybe talk to them and say, hey, can we bring in these brands if that's a possibility? What I advise, right? Know your body. So if you're vegan, if you're kosher, if mm-hmm. you have certain gluten-free, you can find prenatals to that. if you know your MTHFR gene mutation, you're going to look for a prenatal with an L-methylfolate opposed to the folic acid in it. And you're going to want to look at that manufacturer's lab certification. How do you know if it's high quality? You mentioned full script. So anything on the full script formulary in their dispensary is going to have been vetted so that you know you're not getting these inactive ingredients that might be carcinogens, or maybe they're just not high enough. For example, when we look at thiamine, when I work with women who have high risk of thiamine depletion based on, say, hyperemesis gravidarum, or maybe they have a history of alcoholism and now they want to become pregnant, or they are pregnant and they're not getting the nutrients they need, a standard prenatal has like 1.5 milligrams, but these women are going to need maybe 50 milligrams a day or 100 milligrams a day, not 1.5. So that's where you're going to work with a consultant like you, Katie, to determine what is the best prenatal vitamin for you and how do you know if something's high quality. That lab certification really makes a difference too.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's so many different formulations out, even for when I was a retail pharmacist, when we had these Medicaid patients and their doctors would write the prescription and we would fill their prenatal from behind the counter. Yeah. There were so many formulations. And it's like, how do you decide? And like you said, oftentimes corporate's making that decision or the insurance company's making that decision. Mm-hmm. But if you're on your own and you're purchasing it, you're going to look at what's important to me. Do I want added greens in there, antioxidants? Do I want added, maybe, what did they say? Eye development, right? Heart development, something to make the body healthier overall. Do I want something that might help with nausea if I have a history of nausea in my pregnancy? And these are all factors to look at when deciding on a prenatal vitamin. And know your body too. If you know you're low vitamin D, which most of our society is today, we're not getting out in the sunlight, we're worried about our skin in the sunlight. If you're not, then those look specifically, I mentioned thiamine, it could be vitamin D, it could be vitamin C, it could be vitamin K. Know if your history has bleeding disorders, because that's a different issue, but that's where you're going to go, ooh, should I have a vitamin K or not? And look at those and discuss those with your doctor to decide what's the best one. You can always recommend something. If you're caught in that position where you said, you know, it's a fine line walking, what's the best prenatal for that mom? And what am I allowed to sell in the store? Give them something, some suggestions, start with this, discuss this provider, see if you're getting those nutrients that you need from what we have here to offer. And that's just like one piece of the picture, right? Diet's always the best way to get nutrients and not artificially in a pill form. But since none of us have a perfect diet, we know our soil isn't what it used to be. Most of our fruits and vegetables are imported from other countries now. If you have a local farmer's market, I always recommend going there. But then you have options to go, okay, how can I change my diet? And Katie, that's where you come into play. I love that you talk about using this holistic approach. You talk about your how you brand yourself as, and I didn't know you very well. We just met once a few months ago. And I love hearing about what you're doing, nutrition, lifestyle, mind-body connection. What else can you do to calm those nerves, lower the cortisol, get the nutrients you need, get the lab test done, and minimize that length of time it takes when you, from when you start becoming pregnant to actually conceiving? Can you tell us about your business and what it is that you do?
Yeah, so I'm outside of retail. I think we've made that pretty clear. I have a full-time fertility coaching business. So really what I'm doing is I'm helping women, and I like to say couples too, because at the end of the day, it's both of them, but mainly I'm working directly with the woman to have a healthy conception and a healthy pregnancy. Typically these women are over the age of 30, although I'm open to working with anyone of any age really. And in most cases, they've been trying to conceive for 6 months, if not years, honestly. And I've had women come to me who have been trying for years. One woman was 8 or 9 years that she didn't get pregnant. And she had conceived within just a couple of months of us working together. You know, and it's just really kind of looking at the whole picture, right? Taking a step back, looking at everything. It's about mind, body, soul. And I think, you know, I'm speaking from my experience while working in retail, we're so focused on the physical. And this is how it is with Western medicine as well. We're so focused on the physical body, but there's a lot more that is to it, right? We can, you know, I think once we get you on a nice prenatal or any other supportive supplements, that's right, check that off the list. And then we clean up your diet, maybe have you add a few things like healthy fats, for example. Maybe you were going a little low on the fats, and then maybe we kind of limit some processed foods. So then we get food, you know, check that off the list, right? We have a healthy foundation of those types of things. But then it's like, let's work at an energetic level. Where are you in your mind? You know, where's your mind going? Do you have a lot of limiting beliefs coming up? Do you have a lot of toxic thoughts, maybe around self-worth, all of those things? And that can really have a negative effect on your fertility. That's going to have your body in a state of fight or flight. And we want to be able to calm your nervous system down, anchor in safety within the body, and really establish that connection with your own body, with yourself. And that is something that I ended up really doing more so around month 7 in my specific fertility journey. I started working with an acupuncturist. And, you know, we were doing the acupuncture, gua sha, moxie, we did some Chinese herbs, but I think the whole experience in of itself really helped me connect back to my body. Cause I think that the 13 years that I was on birth control, I really became disconnected from my own natural cyclical rhythm, right? We're very cyclical beings as women. And I think that birth control just kind of shuts that piece off. So I would, you know, those are some other pieces that I find really helpful that are not discussed commonly. Even if you're working with like a naturally minded, maybe fertility dietitian, they might not know so much about the energetic perspective.
You hit so many important points. You mentioned even Chinese herbs, which I've never heard anybody talk about in the pharmacy, especially retail pharmacy.
Yeah.
How, so you went to the acupuncturist and that's who recommended the Chinese herbs?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So it wasn't anything that I sought out myself. They were all under his recommendations.
And you talk about getting that energy flow through the body. When I first heard about this, I thought, oh, that's so woo-woo, that's so out there. And the more I've learned about that energy flow, it's really, really important. And you can use the analogy of an athlete. Olympic athletes do a ton of energy work. And if there's pain or injury in a certain part of the body, that's where they're going to focus. And it's similar to what you're doing. You're trying to conceive whether you've stopped your natural body's processes for many years or even a short time. And the more you try, the longer you try, the more difficult it becomes mentally. Yeah. Each month, it's like, am I pregnant? Am I pregnant? Am I pregnant? And when you talk about working with a woman who's taken years and years and years of trying and still hasn't conceived, how do you even begin to mentally overcome that? As women, we'll hear a lot of things like phrases, mom guilt, even if you're not a mom yet, that trying to conceive, it begins there. We're told by society that we should all have these babies. It's changing. I think there's big changes happening now, back even from a decade, definitely 2, 3, or 4 more decades ago. We have options to choose what career paths. But for those who want to become pregnant and have difficulty becoming pregnant, the energy just stifles. And working with someone like you and using multi-modalities to become pregnant, shortening that length of time is just a wondrous thing you're doing. And as you said, it's not just that mom, it's their family. Yeah. It's everyone involved in that process. And sometimes they might have other children from previous relationships or from themselves. And then they also might have society friends, family going, are you pregnant yet? Are you pregnant yet? Yeah. Are you pregnant yet? When are you going to have children? When are you going to be pregnant? And I admit, I've been guilty of doing that with friends of mine until I stepped into the space and I went back and said, I am so sorry. I asked, I didn't ask it that often, but I didn't, you know, I'd see him every few months. I'm like, oh, how's it going? You know, are you pregnant? And now I feel terrible for even saying that. So if you have a mom that wants to reach you, how does she find you?
Sure. So I'm the most active on Instagram. So you can find me at the_wellness_pharmacist. Or if you're not on Instagram, you can head over to my website and that has everything, all contact, all social media. And that's at www.happynourishedmotherhood.com.
Wonderful. And I see you have an Etsy shop. We talked about, how do you know what products are high quality? Tell us about what you have there, Feminine Formula.
Yeah, so it started with my essential oil blends. So the blends are really geared towards women. I have a hormone balance, fruitful fertility, PCOS tamer, which kind of helps if you have that high testosterone, and then progesterone promotion. So if you're having lower progesterone levels, that can help support it. And then I've kind of added on to it. I have some digital products like a fertility manifesting planner, fertility affirmations, and then there's t-shirts, sweaters, mugs, socks. If maybe you're in the IVF space or you're a mom now, there's mama mugs and all those things. So just, it's a fun, creative outlet for me. And yeah, I just love being able to serve women in different ways.
And that's the most important thing. When you can make trying to conceive fun, right? And it should be fun. Yes, that's when it becomes that you can control those cortisol levels, balance the hormones, have fun in the process, and believe when the time is right, my body's healed, my body's ready, then we can start that trying to conceive. And you mentioned the difficulty to conceive, you said, is that 1 year of time if you've been trying that long? But we don't want anyone waiting a whole year just to be able to go, what's next? Start with Katie now and find out, where am I in this process? And let's shorten that length of time to become pregnant once you are pregnant, or once you realize it's more difficult than you had anticipated. Katie, like that happened to you. When we have doctors out there telling us that, oh, you can stop your oral birth control and you can possibly become pregnant right away, it sets this expectation. You help women from before they even start trying to set that expectation, to heal the body, mind, body, soul. And I just want to thank you for the amazing work you're doing and getting these women and these families in the right space to start their family. Any last pieces of advice you'd like to share?
I would really like to touch on something you were briefly talking about a moment ago. I like to remind the women I work with, it's so much more than the positive pregnancy test. You were talking lifelong healthy changes that are going to help you. It's going to help your partner, other family members. Like if you have underlying things going on that are maybe the cause of your fertility struggles, by being able to tackle those, whether it's a physical root cause, an energetic root cause, you're going to be able to live out a much more, you know, fruitful and healthy and joyful life. So I like to kind of take the pressure off of, it's just about the positive pregnancy test. And it's about the journey to health and vitality.
And you've helped so many patients through that journey, ending with these success stories. And I just want to thank you so much for not only doing that, but inspiring pharmacists to know they can think outside the box, they can act outside the box, and have successful businesses outside the box. And for all of us, we're just grateful for your work. Katie, Dr. Wood, thank you so much for sharing your story, your journey, and how you've turned that into a successful business with us today. Please, everyone listening, share this with anyone who you think might find it beneficial, and reach out here to Dr. Katie Wood for help with your own business or your pregnancy journey. Katie, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a great conversation.
Absolutely my pleasure. I look forward to more of them.